The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, it's The Herd. When Driveway.com says on your terms and on your turf, they actually mean it. If you're shopping for a vehicle online, you can get whatever you want. New, used, certified, pre-owned. You can sell your car at Driveway.com too. Get a real offer online and they'll come to your driveway to hand over a check. Give them a try today at Driveway.com. Car buying, car selling, on your terms and on your turf. Driveway.com.
Whether you upgrade your car because you need to or because you want to, eBay Motors has all the car parts you need. Over 122 million of them, from new rims to seat cushions. All at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe. Totally secure. Super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets, live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Hi, everybody, and welcome. It's Saturday morning, a little emergency podcast as Tom Brady, after 22 seasons, is retiring, first broken by Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington. I had said on more than one occasion this week, it was the first time I believe Tom had a greater than 50% chance to retire. He seemed almost satisfied with the way the season ended. Two things that really jumped out to me: how unprepared the Buccaneers looked in their loss to the Rams, completely unprepared in the first half. It was a meltdown. And the second thing that jumps out to me, the Patriots often lost playoff games. Belichick was never unprepared. This has been the knock on Bruce Arians. He runs a very loose ship. It's not tight. It's outspoken. It's edgy. It's big play. Tom is Mr. Efficiency. So you can lose, but Tom's team looked absolutely outclassed, outsmarted, and outmaneuvered. That's something I noticed. Previously to that, I had said multiple times that Tom kept giving us little hints when he was leaving New England, right? Well, he gave us little hints post-Thanksgiving with Tampa. He was frustrated, a lack of focus. People just need to do their jobs. He was giving us hints throughout the course of this season that it wasn't a tight ship. And this is something important to remember. Tom's a creature of habit. Tom loves structure. And Bill Belichick has created the finest structure, Lombardi-esque, Bill Walsh-esque, just longer than anybody in league history. New England wasn't always the best drafting team. They weren't always the most physical team. They weren't always the fastest or most gifted team. They had the best structure. They had the best system. Tom loves that. TB12 is a system. It's about structure. His clothing line. That's what Tom, he really met somebody that saw the world like he did. efficiency, details, outwork, head down, Belichick and Brady. And I think when he went to Tampa, he wanted more control. He wanted more dynamic weapons. He wanted more of a say, and he got that. But he realized with Bruce Arians, there's some give and take here. You know, I think we all know when I say certain coaches, we know Pete Carroll and Mike Tomlin, heavy on the emotion, not always great on in-game details. We know that Belichick, great on structure, not always good drafting weapons to elevate the quarterback. We know Bruce Arians, big play offense. You know, what do they say? Risk it or no biscuit. Tom got frustrated with that last year. He was frustrated with that last year. And there was that bye, and then this melting, this convergence of their offensive belief systems. And Tom won out, and they became a more efficient, short passing, intermediate passing game offense. Tom got mostly what he wanted. He got Gronk. He got Antonio Brown. He got the offense tweaked at the end of last year, and he got a huge break when the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line fell apart and he won the Super Bowl. But I think over the course of time, you know, it's the old grass isn't always greener. After 2 years in Tampa, Tom has his health, but he grew increasingly frustrated with the culture. And, you know, I was very, very fortunate. I lived in the New England area, Patriots country, for 11 years in Connecticut. And I lived in Tampa for two and a half years. They are completely opposite cultures. And Tom, to me, between Michigan and the Patriots, he felt like he fit in New England sometimes, right? Like Tom, he's not outside at the beach. Tom is sitting there watching film with his smoothies, with his family on his acreage. And he would have fun in Costa Rica or Montana or wherever he has houses. But, you know, the New England weather when I lived there, I said this for years, ESPN benefited from the lack of great weather. What else is there to do? There's nothing to do in Connecticut. You stay extra at work, you grind, you put in the hours. And I just felt like that's Belichick. I don't think of Belichick as a big social animal. He and Brady never had dinner. But I think over time, sometimes you want to be more expressive and you want to have a greater say. And Tom did that. And he proved to himself he could do it. But I think deep down at the end of this year, he missed the academic nature, the intensity, the predictability of Belichick. I think it made him appreciate Bill Belichick more. He always appreciated him, but it made him appreciate him more. And I think Belichick, frankly, after a couple years without Tom, you know, he's not a huggy-kissy guy, but I think he appreciates what Tom brought to the table, the gamesmanship, the urgency. Tom's always been a better thrower of the football than anybody's given him credit for. So, I'm not shocked by it. I'm surprised a little, but I said this week, I thought it was a greater than 50% chance, and I'd never felt that before. Tom sounded almost satisfied, not relieved, but satisfied the way the season ended. You know, he's a remarkable guy, a remarkable dad. You know, we didn't talk a lot about pre-snap before Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. I talked about this last week. There's been three evolutions of quarterback. There was Marino and Elway in 1983, where they were stars the minute they entered the league. They just looked different and played differently. The next evolution was Peyton Manning and Brady, where we never talked about pre-snap. They were manipulating the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped. And then the third evolution is Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes last Sunday, where we never talked arm angle. We didn't have quarterbacks leaping over people and throwing sidearm and sliders to Tyreek Hill. And Brady's a big part of that. So, you know, I said this a couple weeks ago and I meant it. Alabama football, Tom Brady and LeBron James. I don't want to discredit any of the three, but there's a certain fatigue. And I liked seeing the Rams beat Brady and the Bucks. It was time for a new story. McVay and Stafford's a fun new story. I've said this about Aaron Rodgers. I'd love for him to go to Denver. I feel like the Aaron Rodgers Green Bay story. I've seen it. It's topped out. I think Tom realizes the Tampa story. He left New England, frustrated with the lack of weapons, it topped out. He goes to Tampa, frustrated with the lack of structure, it's topped out. So Tom's always had a pretty impeccable sense of timing from in-game to exiting New England to his social media to now in Tampa. I like Tampa. I lived there for a couple of years, but it's Ybor City. It's cocktails early. It's a port city. It's fun. It's loose. And it's one of those, a lot of people go there to golf and retire. It's laid back. And I think in the rearview mirror, Tom's like, you know what? I got a little of both. I lived in New England. I vacationed for a couple years in Tampa, and it's time. Remarkable guy, remarkable career. More when more news breaks. Tom Brady retiring, 22 remarkable years.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.